should be ready to go now because I think I've got the right number.
That is correct.
Carlton, welcome to the show this morning. My bad that we're a little bit late. Eyesight playing trick with the numbers and everything. Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing good. How are you?
We're going to first of all start out by wishing you and your family a very Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. Congratulate you on being the NCAA's all-time leading tackler. How does that grab you when you hear that? The most tackles ever in NCAA FBS football.
You know, of course, I don't try to think about it a lot, but you know, just to look back at it, you know, it's just an honor. You know, I know it's a great accomplishment, but you know, it was just a better feel just being out there with my guys, just being out there just playing ball with them. It doesn't get no better than that.
You just had a bowl victory over the opposition last Friday. You won their game over, was it Texas San Antonio? I think you played.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So, after all these games, how do you feel? You bruised, banged up, or you feel pretty good?
I think banged up is an understatement.
What's hurt?
But yeah, a little bruised, a little banged up, but I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Carlton, congratulations, by the way. There was a picture of you that was caught by Troy's social media staff. They put it up on Twitter. I'm sure you saw it, where they thanked you for letting us witness your legendary just career. But your head was in your hands. Kind of take us through what you were thinking at that moment, kind of the emotions of that moment.
The emotions were, like, I walked around the field. You know, right when we the defense made that stop and came off the field, you know, I started looking around like, wow, this is it, like it's over. And I started looking at some of my friends like Orlando Lacy and KJ Robertson, and I saw them guys start to cheer up, and I was like, man, this is always really over. But yeah, it was just a whirlwind of emotions that just hit me all at once. And yeah, I couldn't hold back the tears.
Well, tell us about the emotions about getting an invite to the Reese's Senior Bowl. How did that all come about?
You know, of course, that was definitely, you know, on my radar. I definitely wanted to be invited and play in the, you know, a huge game like that. Of course, knowing, you know, I've been to the game plenty of times growing up with my father taking us, things like that. He used to get us little wristbands going into the hospitality tent and everything before you go into the game. So, yeah, just remembering those old times. And, of course, you know, looking at, you know, my friend Jalen Tolbert, what he did in it, and even Brandon Silvers when he played. So, you know, I'm just glad to be a part.
Do you think there's any other player that has more to prove than you do? Not that people doubt you can't tackle, but because of the hype, that type of thing about getting a chance in the NFL, do you come in here with a chip on your shoulder?
Oh, that's an everyday thing. You know, I have to come in with a chip on my shoulder. You know, that's just how I keep my edge. You know, it's just, I don't think it's a lot of, I don't think there's a lot of, I want to say pressure, but you know, it's just out there having fun, honestly, just going out there, just giving it all to the game and giving it all to the team and just, you know, doing what I can.
You know, we should mention about what a great year Troy had. You want to talk about that? A brand new coach comes in, Sumrall. You guys win the Sun Belt and go on to the bowl game and a win. I mean, just wrap that up. Wrap your head around that.
You know, it started all the way back in the spring. You know, everybody said, okay, this is what we have to do. And if you're not all in, then there's no reason for you to be here. And, you know, because Sumrall, he really came in. You know, he brought something back. He brought back the culture that Troy is known for, you know, that hard-nosed grit, you know, never give up, never stop trying, that always fighting. You know, I feel like Sumrall, that's something that we really needed, because I know over the years we've had the pieces. We just didn't, you know, have the leadership, like even from like a player standpoint, didn't have the leadership to actually come out there and, you know, hold people accountable. It's the little things that really made the difference. And the team coming together, you know, after that, losing to App State in a dramatic fashion like that, you know, just the team coming together and, you know, bouncing back after that, I think they started to believe after the App State loss. And, you know, it was just a feeling of love and a feeling of family. And I think that's really what pushed us to have this a great season.
Carl Marshall is our guest here on WNSP. Follow him on Twitter at cmarshall20. So I got to ask, tell us how you found out about the Reese's Senior Bowl invite.
Oh, actually, I found out we were in Orlando, and because somehow he had a team meeting right before we went to do an event, and I had no clue it was coming. And when he told me, I was smiling ear to ear, and yeah, it was just an amazing feeling. You know, I can't even remember the last time I felt like that, but you know, I was truly surprised by that.
You okay with that game being at your biggest rival's venue, Carlton?
Yeah, that's fine. You know, South Alabama. Well, yeah, you know, it's just about being in Mobile, you know, playing in front of, you know, my hometown and my family one more time.
Carlton Marshall, our special guest. You delivered a lot of hard hits this year. You put the hit on a lot. Take me back to the hardest hit you received from trying to tackle somebody, which maybe left you seeing stars for a minute or two, or you know, shaking your head. Did you have anything like that this year?
I think the hardest hit I've ever had to do this year definitely came from practice. You know, DK Billingsley. Yeah, a lot of people don't look at DK and be like, oh, he's just rock solid, but. A lot of people don't know that guy's literally the same exact size as me, so that's why it's kind of harder to hit him. But, yeah, he's just really a ball of muscle. And I remember one time we bet in the hole, and, yeah, I got the better of him, but I got up, you know, kind of seeing stars a little bit. But I was like, oh, wait, let me shake that. Let me shake it off. But, yeah, it was definitely some DK Billingsley this year.
Give us the rundown on how you plan to prepare for the Senior Bowl. What's next?
You know, definitely, you know, maybe get a week of rest, you know, just to get my body all right. But, you know, no different. We're about to be back at it, back to it. You know, just I don't want to say check all the boxes, but, you know, go down my list, work on every single thing. You know, you're never done working. You're never done in, you know, trying to perfect your game. So that's just taking the day by day, trying to get everything right, get my body right, you know, get my sideline to sideline, my movements, my one-on-one coverage, getting that even better, still working at that. But, you know, I feel like I've made strides in that. You know, it's little things I want to perfect in my game and that I know I need to.
Do you have anything planned yet? You know, because a lot of times We try to reach some of the players, and they're always at these training camps, Pensacola, Arizona, California. Anything that's been worked out yet for you?
No, sir. Nothing is set in stone yet. I'm still actually having, you know, meetings with some agents like every other day. But, I haven't really had no chance to really look into that. But as more of getting the agent, and then I think everything will fall in line.
What are some of the things you look at when you piqued my interest there? When you talk to agents, what are some of the things that you're looking for, or a player in general looking for from an agent? I would assume most of them are saying kind of the same thing. What kind of sets one apart from the other?
You know, so I want somebody who's authentic, you know, who's real and actually going to tell me, like, what I need to work on, and I'm not going to just, you know, say, oh, you're this. No, I don't want to know that. I want to know what I need to work on. What do you see, like, from your point of view, and, like, someone who can just really just tell me, you know, what I need to do and how I need to go about my business. You know, of course, being a professional, I know I have to, you know, do it on my own. I have to treat it like a business, which it is, but just someone who has that family feel and just real, and just let me know, just never beat around the bush with me.